presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice. But before we join Superman, listen.
And now to our story. When Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen, dressed in costumes taken from two Incas, saw a band of Inca warriors creeping up on Perry White, Lois Lane, and Bronson, their pilot, they made an unsuccessful attempt to pass themselves off as members of the tribe to effect a rescue. But Cuba, an Inca chieftain, saw through the disguise, and as a result, all five of our friends were imprisoned in a dungeon beneath the Inca palace. Kent waited until the others had fallen asleep from exhaustion, and then, as Superman, removed a block of granite from the wall to make an opening. As he was about to slip through and explore the Inca city, Perry White awoke and insisted on joining him. Finding their way to a courtyard, Kent and White saw light streaming from a window. Quietly, they crept up to it. Looking in, they saw five men of magnificent bearing, obviously chiefs, who sat in council. One of them was Cuba. Listening intently, they heard an order given for the five prisoners to be brought up from the dungeon at once. Listen.
He must mean us, Kent.
Of course. Come on. Better get back before they find we're missing. We'll all be in a tough spot.
Step on it, don't...
Wait a minute. Get down and be quiet.
What's the matter?
Look over there. See that sentry?
Good grief. How'd we miss him before?
I guess he makes a circle of this building. He must have just come on here.
Lucky for us, he didn't spot us at the window.
Now look. As soon as he gets out of sight, we'll dash across the courtyard and down the steps to the dungeon.
Right. You say when.
Okay. Get ready. He's turning the corner. Now!
Oh!
Mr. White, what happened?
Oh, I tripped on something. It must have sprained my ankle.
Here, let me help you out.
Oh, go on without me. The guards are coming.
Here, put your arms around my neck, quick.
No, Kent. Run for your life.
Don't argue with me. Let me get hold of you. You can't carry me. I'm too heavy. There, I've got you now. Hold on. Yeah, looks like I'll have to do a bit of fancy broken field running to get through that line. Here goes.
Kent, you fool, you'll break your neck.
I'll manage all right. Ah, here's the door. Careful of the steps. Put me down, Ken. Okay, take it easy. Oh, lucky it was dark out there. I don't think those guards saw us at all.
I hope not. I don't think I sprained my ankle and just turned on it. Doesn't feel too bad now.
Well, that's lucky. Come on, now, let's get back to the others in the dungeon.
Ken, how the devil did you manage to carry me? I'm no lightweight, you know.
I don't know. Desperation, I guess. I couldn't leave you there alone.
Well, I'm mighty grateful to you, even if it was a fool thing to do. And say, how did you see your way through those devils in the dark?
Look, Mr. White, this is no time for a quiz program. Wait a minute.
What's the matter now?
I think we made a mistake.
What are you talking about?
This corridor doesn't look like the one we came out of. The one that leads to the dungeon.
Oh, what's different about it? Looks same to me. Same stone wall, same winding and twisting.
No, I'm sure there was a sharp right-angle turn just about here.
Well, how can that be? Didn't we come in through the door from the courtyard?
Sure, but there was a door on each side of the courtyard. I guess we picked the wrong one.
Yeah, wouldn't you know we'd picked the wrong one. Well, what do we do now?
I don't know. It's risky to go back out to the courtyard and try to find the right door. Well, maybe our best bet is to follow this corridor. It may lead to the dungeon.
Yes, you're right. Come on, let's go.
Okay. Hope we get there before that messenger.
There's no telling what'll happen if those chiefs find out we've skipped.
Hold on a minute.
For the love of...
Quiet. Sure, I heard a funny noise.
We must have the heebie-jeebies. I don't hear anything.
Listen, will you? Hear that?
Yeah. What is it?
I don't know. It's coming from around that bend up ahead. Let's sneak up on it as quietly as we can. Follow me.
It's getting louder, all right. Kent, look up there. That must be a door in the wall.
Yes, it is. There's a light showing through a crack in the jamb. There's a man in there scraping at the stones.
How do you know? Can you see through stone?
No, of course not. I think it's a man scraping on stone.
Oh, you think? Well, how are we going to find out? We can't break down that iron door. Either one of us is Superman.
Huh? No, of course not. But maybe it's open or loose on its hinges. I'll have to try at it anyway. You stay here, back against the wall.
I don't take any chances, Kent. This may be risky. No telling who's in there.
Don't worry about me. This should be a cinch.
For Superman. One good shove will snap that bolt. Here goes.
There. Now to have a look at who's in this cell. Here now.
Come on, Mr. White.
Who's there?
What? Why, it's a white man.
Yes, and locked up like we were.
Why, you're Americans.
Yes, we're Americans. Who are you? What are you doing here?
Lord, but it's good to hear Americans again. My name's Craig. John Craig.
Aren't you one of the highway engineers?
That's right. But how did you know?
Well, we certainly are glad to find you, Mr. Craig. My name's Clark Kent. I'm a reporter on the Metropolis Daily Planet. And this is my editor, Perry White.
How do you do?
Gentlemen, you don't know how happy I am to meet you. But how did you get to the Inca City?
Same way you did, I guess.
Yes, it's a long story. You see, we flew down to look for you and the other men in the expeditions that were lost. We were captured by the Incas and brought here.
And they threw us into a dungeon with three other members of our party, and Kent here found a way to slip out.
But how did you get into this passage?
Well, that was a mistake. We ducked into the wrong door.
No, we're lost.
Tell us, Mr. Craig, what happened to you and the others? Where are they?
They're alive and well. No physical harm's come to them as far as I know. They're imprisoned in cells, dug into the arch passageway that leads to this hidden city. The one you went in when the side of the mountain swung open.
Why aren't you with them?
Well, I don't know. For some strange reason, they singled me out to inspect their wonderful engineering feats. I tell you, gentlemen, in all my experience, I've never seen anything as miraculous as the things accomplished by these people.
You mean things like that huge hidden door in the mountain?
That's just a minor miracle, Mr. Kent. Why, compared to some of the things they've done, the pyramids of Egypt are just child's play. Wait until you see them.
Well, that reminds me, unless we get back to Lois, Jimmy, and Bronson, none of us will live to see much of anything.
That's right. But how are we going to find our way back without going through that courtyard? Mr. Craig, do you know any way that might lead us back there underground?
Well, just where's your cell located?
As nearly as I can judge, it's on the opposite side of the court from the entrance that opens into this corridor.
I'm afraid our goose is cooked.
No, wait a minute. Let's see. When they took me through this labyrinth, I'm sure there was a passage that connected to all the corridors. If I remember correctly, it begins about 25 paces further down from the door to this room.
Well, let's have a look. We've nothing to lose. Are you game to take a chance?
You bet I am. Why do you think I was trying to scrape the mortar away from these stones and not to attempt escape?
Oh, that was the scraping we heard.
Of course.
Well, we can talk about this later. Let's get going.
Okay. Here, you follow me. I'll carry this torch. Better stick close, just in case we run into a guard.
Right behind you. They must have discovered our absence by this time.
You know Lois and Jimmy?
No, you idiot. The messengers were sent to get us.
Well, maybe not. They may have gotten mixed up in that confusion we started in the courtyard.
I hope you're right.
See, we're walking right under the courtyard now. In a moment, I think we'll come into your corridor. Yeah, here we are.
You're right, Craig. This looks familiar. Now, let's see. Our cell is down those steps and to the right about 15 paces.
Good. Careful of these steps now.
Okay. Now, around this bend.
Here's the stone you loosened, Kent.
That's right. Stand back. I'll roll it out again. There we are.
You certainly are strong, Kent.
Shh, wait. I'll see if they're still in there. Jimmy! Lois! Jimmy, it's Mr. Kent.
Well, are they there?
They don't answer, Mr. White. I'm afraid we're too late. The guards must have reached them before we got here.
Stunned by the realization that Lois, Jimmy, and Bronson have fallen into the hands of the Inca gods, Clark Kent, Editor White, and John Craig stare helplessly at each other. Meanwhile, in the resplendent Grand Council Room of the Incas, five tribal chiefs are seated around a long table set on a dais. Nehru, eldest of the five and supreme leader of the Inca nation, speaks.
Pay heed to what I tell you. We must put an end to the white man's plan for a road through our sacred mountain, or our civilization will be destroyed forever. I say death to the cursed engineers and death to those who came to seek for
but
them.
But, Nehru, why need we spill blood? They mean us no harm.
No harm, you say? This road they wish to build. It will pass over to Pangato, and the Inca's nation will be no more.
Aguanano, Waknukbana.
Ah, you hear that, members of the council? Two have escaped, but they will be found. Guard, bring the girl to us. The boy and the man shall remain in the anteroom, but watch them carefully. Oglava.
May not too harsh with the girl, Nehru. She is young.
She's like the rest of them, Kuba. She approaches with a defiance blazing in her eyes, you see.
What do you want of me?
We, the members of the Inca's Grand Council, wish you to tell us the whereabouts of your friends. The white-haired one and the tall one.
I don't know where they are.
Come, be not foolish, pretty one. Tell us the truth.
I tell you, I don't know.
You see, Kuba, it is as I told you. Tell us how your friends escaped. Tell us, or it will go hard with all of you.
I don't know. I don't know anything.
Why do you not speak the truth? Much depends on it. Even the lives of your friends, perhaps.
I am telling the truth. We were all tired and fell asleep when the guard awakened us. Mr. White and Mr. Kent had both disappeared. What have you done with them?
You see, not only does she lie with an infamous tongue, but she accuses us of treachery. I say death to her. Death to all of them.
Wait, Nehru. Wait. Have patience, my fellow leader. Give the young woman a chance to speak the truth. Come now. Do not be foolishly brave. Tell us truthfully where they are and how they escaped.
I don't know. I don't know, I tell you. It is the truth, I swear it.
Enough. Let us have done with this lying. This is my final word. The moon has but an hour to reach the crest of the heavens. Unless within that time you are willing to reveal the whereabouts of your friends and the manner of their escape, you, the boy, and the man shall die. Is that the wish of the council? Then so be it.
Well, it looks as if Lois, holding the fate of Jimmy and Bronson in her hands, is in a desperate spot. And meanwhile, what about Kent, White, and Craig? Will they be able to do anything in time to save the situation? Don't fail to follow the story. Tune in and listen with Superman.
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.